V'alkeinis galgel agolus Mitzrayim ayidei shemachru es Yosef. Now we go another step. When did the Jews actually physically go down to Egypt as a people? When the brothers sold Yosef Hatzadik, shehoya bechor le'imoy, who was a firstborn to his mother, be'esrim kesef, for 20 silver pieces. Upogmu bebechinas bechor, bechinas malchus. And by acting against Yosef Hatzadik, they were acting against the bechor, against the malchus. Ki ikur kinosam boy hoyo al bechinas hamalchus shero boy, because their main jealousy, what made them so angry and resentful and hateful towards him, was the malchus that they saw in him. Kamo shekosev, as the pasuk says, after he told them his dream, they said to him, hamoloich timloich aleinu, you want to rule over us? Vehem loy rotzu lekasher hamalchus lesharoshoy. They refused to attach the malchus to its source. The hifridues hamalchus, dahainu Yosef, shoya bechoyer, hifridu oisoi, me'ovu v'yakov, shubechinas chochmo, keyedua. Look at Rabbi Nosson Zal's insight now. Rabbi Nazal says over there in Likut Imran, as he does in many places, in the first chapter on Likut Imran, all over, that malchus and chochmo are on two opposite ends of the ladder, right? Malchus is the bottom rung of the ladder. Chochmah is on top. And Malchus receives its light from Chochmah. The moon receives its light from the sun. The student receives his light from the rabbi, etc., etc. So there in our chapter of the Likutei Moharan, Torah Pei Beis also, Rabbi Nazan spoke about the letter Yud, the Yud Vav Dalet, that the Yud is Chochmah. The Vav is like the pipe through which the Chochmah shines into the Dalet, which is the Malchus. Now, Yosef HaTzadik was Malchus. He saw in the dream that everybody's bowing to him, that he's king, he's in charge. When he told it to them, they said, you king? They said, we'll fix you. The king, where does the king receive his light from? From Chachma. We know that Chachma is called Abba, the father. They said, no problem, we're going to make sure that you ain't king. If you were king, we're going to make sure you ain't going to be king. How? By disconnecting you, detaching you, separating you from Daddy, from Yaakov Avinu, from Chochmah. Exactly. They separated him from his father, who is Bechinas Chochmah, Kiyadua. We know in the first chapter in Likut Imran, Rabbi Nazal refers to Yaakov Avinu as the symbol of Chochmah. When Esav said, he tricked me out of the birthright, he used the word Vayakveni. Yakveni means to trick. The Targum says Vachakmani. He outsmarted me. He outchochmed me. So we see that Yaakov is the symbol of Chochmah. If Yaakov is Chochmah and Yosef are Malchus, when they're connected, everything is perfect. By kidnapping Yosef HaTzadik and shipping him down to Egypt, sending him far away from Yaakov Avinu, they were being poigem in the Malchus. Ki Yaakov mosar kol chochmosoi li Yosef HaBchor. Because the Torah tells us that Yaakov Avinu gave over all of his chochmah to Yosef HaTzadik, the firstborn of Rachel. Kamay Shekosuv, as the Pasuk says, Ki ben zikunim huloi, that Yosef HaTzadik was born to Yaakov Avinu in his older age, zikunim, zokin, the Targum says, are bar chakim huloi, because Yosef HaTzadik was the ben chacham, he was the real chacham, Yaakov Avinu gave him all his chachmah. Kol ma shalomad mishem vever, mosar loi. The Gemara says everything that Yaakov Avinu had learned in the yeshiva of Shem Vever, he gave over to Yosef HaTzadik. Ki Yaakov ho yemekasheres habechor bechinas malchus l'shoyresh chiyusoy shua chochmah kanal. Because Yaakov Avinu was a super tzadik. He knew about attaching the malchus, the bechor, to chochmah. So therefore he took Yosef HaTzadik, who was an aspect of bechor malchus, and he attached him very solidly to himself, to Yaakov Avinu, who was this massive chachma. Vehem, whereas the brothers, Hifridu Oisameovit, they took Yosef HaTzadik away from his father. Umachruhu Oisoi, Mehachochma, Meoviv, Mishoris Chiusoi, and they, Hifridu Oisoi, Mehachochma, they separated him from Chochma, from his father, from the source of his life. I'm sorry, Vehem Hifridu Oisameovit. They sold him into slavery. What's the opposite of a king? An eved. They sold him to be a servant in Egypt. And therefore they damaged the aspect of bechor, bechinas malchus. They separated the malchus, the bechor, Yosef HaTzadik, from the Chachma, which is Yaakov Avinu, which is the source of life of the Chach, of the Malchus. The brothers wanted to send the Malchus into the Sitrachra, into Mitzrayim. Lamochol Mitzrayim. Ki rotzu lahamshich ha-Malchus liatzmam. What do you mean? The sons of Yaakov Avinu wanted to give away the Jewish kingdom to Egypt? Not exactly. They wanted to take the kingdom for themselves. That's what you're going to be. You're our boss. You're going to be our king. I'm a king. We don't need a king. We are king. That was their claim. By them, you're going to rule over us. So they showed that they were rejecting the Malchus of Hashem. Yosef HaTzadik was the Malchus of Hashem. He was a Bechor, an aspect of Malchus. They were rejecting that. They wanted the Malchus for themselves. And when a Jew takes Malchus for himself, he's sending the Malchus into the Sitrachra. By separating the Malchus from Hashem, other than Hashem is the other side. If it's not with Hashem, it's with the other side. And because of this, things evolved and the Jews ended up in Egypt. Legolus, in exile. Lebchinas shaloi kaseder. Kamo shekosuv, as the pasuk says, vayemoraru es chayeyem ba'avoida kosha. The Egyptians embittered their lives with hard labor. That's all shaloi kaseder, just like by Odom Rishon. Remember, Yetzin Yetzadas? What happened? Hard labor. Struggle to earn a livelihood. They sent Yosef HaTzadik down to Mitzrayim. What happened? Everybody went down to Mitzrayim, and everybody went into hard labor. As the pasuk says, the hard, tremendous hard labor. And the medrash says, what was the hard labor? What exactly was the work that they had them do? The medrash says that they shehichlifu haseder. They decided to play upside down, topsy turvy. The men are going to do the ladies' jobs, and the ladies are going to do the men's jobs. That was the hard labor in Egypt. Why? Where did they get that bright idea from? The answer is, because as Rabbein Zal points out in Likutei Moran, there's keseder, shaloi keseder, Hashem and the world. The more you connect the world to Hashem, the more everything is keseder. The more you break the world away from Hashem, the more you have shaloi keseder. We said there's chachma and malchus. When the malchus is attached to the chachma, it's all keseder. When you detach the malchus from chachma and you take the malchus for yourself, then you have major shaloi keseder. What is shaloi keseder? Suffering. What is shaloi keseder? The man is doing the women's jobs, the women are doing the men's jobs. That's shaloi keseder. Rav Nosson Zal is answering hundreds of questions here. You learn this. Everybody learns this story. You know, wow, it's a cute thing. They gave the men the women's jobs. Why? What's in it for Hashem? If there's a Hashem, then everything's got to have a purpose. What was the purpose of this? Rav Nosson Zal just explained. He's teaching us how the whole spiritual world operates. The keseder, shaloi keseder, this is what it's all about. And to the degree that you're with Hashem, you're keseder. The more chas shalom a person is away from Hashem, everything in their lives will be shaloi keseder chas shalom, upside down. Work, it's hard for Hashem to write a check. What are you, nuts? It's hard for Hashem to add another couple of zeros. Instead of giving me $1,000 a week, to give me $100,000 a week or $1 million a week? No skin off Hashem's bank. No, his bank account doesn't go down at all. So why? Why? Why are we all suffering? Why is it so hard? The answer is we made it hard. From the Eitz Hadas, from Bamoeda, from all of our sins, the more we behave Shaloi Keseder, we're choosing for ourselves. We're choosing the Shaloi Keseder. We're choosing to struggle, Chas V'Shalom. Avol Yosef, al yedei shezoch olam oit shom benisoyin shel taivas niyuf, v'shomar abris, v'loi nimshach achar tavosoy. However, Yosef HaTzadik, as a result of his withstanding the test of taivas niyuf and excelling in tikkun abris, he had an unbelievable test with Potiphar's wife, and he passed the test with flying colors. V'shomar asabris, v'loy nimshachar tavosoy. He didn't allow himself to follow his physical desire. Ayidei zeh hechzir b'chinas chavo l'odom. By doing that, he returned chavo to Odom. He said, this is Hashem's, this is not mine, this is not for me. Bechina Shaloi Keseder L'Keseder. He converted the Shaloi Keseder to Keseder. V'al Kein Zocho L'Chochma. And that's why the Torah says that Yosef HaTzadik was Zocho to Chochma. K'may Shekosuv, as Paro testified, when Paro saw how smart Yosef HaTzadik was, he said, Ein Chochom V'Novoin Kamoicho. There is nobody as smart as you. So we see that Yosef HaTzadik was the Malchus perfectly connected to Chachma. As a result, the brothers pulled him away from Yaakov Avinu. By his passing this test of Tikkun HaBris, he reconnected perfectly to Chachma, as the Torah itself testifies, that Yosef HaTzadik was solid in Chachma. V'al kein ikar ha'geula ho'isal yodoi. And this is why the main redemption from Mitzrayim was through Yosef HaTzadik. Moshe Kosev, as it says, Vayikach Moshe es atzmois Yosef imoi. Moshe Rabbeinu took the secret weapon with him, the bones of Yosef HaTzadik. Kaidei Yosef zochu lotzeis me'agolus. Through the schus of Yosef HaTzadik, they were zeicher to go out of exile, lahachzir shaloi keseder, lebechinas keseder. And to restore, to change back the shaloi keseder to keseder. This obviously explains also why when we celebrate Yetzias Mitzrayim on the night of Pesach, how do we celebrate it? We make a seuda, right? A mishter, right? No. We make a seder. I've heard of barbecues. I've heard of shawarma. I've heard of, what do the Moroccans make the day after the holiday? What is it called? A mamon. Mamon, the big thing that they... Mimuna. We've heard of all of these. Never heard of a Seder. What's a Seder? What is Seder? Milchiks, Fleishiks, what is it? Egg rolls. The meal, we call it a Seder. Why Seder? Rav Nosson Sal just answered it. Exile is Shalika Seder. Coming out of exile is Seder. That's what it's all about. Val kein hoysu ikara hagaula al yidei kdushas b'choyer. And this is why the main redemption, the main going out of Egypt, was through the holiness of the firstborn. K'may Shekosu, as the Torah says, Bani B'chayri Yisrael. Hashem said, Paroi, I'll show you, you zero. My firstborn is the Jewish people. And I'll show you by destroying all of your firstborn. V'nitztavu tekef ha'kdushas ha'b'chayr. And right there is when Hashem gave the Yidden the mitzvah of the holiness of the firstborn. Ki gedushas b'chayr. Zehu bechina shemachzirin bechina shaloi keseder, bechinas malchus lebechinas odom lebechinas keseder, because the holiness of bechoyer is all about changing the shaloi keseder, the malchus, connecting it to odom, to keseder. Shebozeh tolui ikar hageula mikol hagolios umikol atzoros. This is what all the redemptions. The Jewish people getting out of all of our suffering and all of our exiles is dependent on this, is depending on returning the Shaloi Keseder to the Keseder.